This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. A lot to get to today. Talking mostly Mets. We've worked in the Yankees as well off of their Game 3 win. Mets, of course, we know are in the National League Championship Series awaiting their opponent between the Dodgers and the Padres. We got to get to some Jets news with the new play caller, which we will do that. Right now, though, we got to talk some Giants, BT. We didn't have the chance to talk to Illuminor this week because a lot's going on with the baseball, but the Giants had a big win, so we welcome in our buddy Jonathan Casillas right now. You can catch him on the pre- and post-game show for the Giants. Boy, Jonathan, what a win that was up in Seattle with the Giants. I know the score didn't show up, but the Giants dominated that game.
Yeah, absolutely. I ain't gonna lie to you, fellas. I was surprised. Like, I was, you know, and it wasn't like the for the outcome of the game. It was more of how the game progressed. You know, being up in Seattle, I played up there. Bro, it's loud. You know, the 12th man is a real thing. They didn't have no procedural penalties on offense. And I was expecting one, maybe two, possibly three. The procedural penalties was on Seattle, you know. So I was like, okay, they held their water. You know, the offensive line didn't look rattled. The offensive line actually looked amazing, you know, rushing the ball as well as they did. Tracy's a up-and-coming star, it looks like. So, Look, I'm happy right now. I think everybody in this area is happy. Mets are doing good things. You know, it's really good right now over here.
Well, Yankees won last night, too. Hey, Mets.
Well, I said Mets because I know they're – listen, Hoff told me you guys are going to talk baseball. I said, I don't watch baseball, but I do know what's going on. I do know what's going on in the area.
At least half of it. I got you. So, listen, man, sometimes an early-ish season win, it propels a team to unexpected heights, or sometimes it's a bit of an aberration. Do you think this is more of an aberration, or – given the state of the division and some other stuff, the Giants can maybe get on a little run here?
It's one game, fellas. I don't want to make it more than that. Mm-hmm. You know, Cincinnati's a good team. They're going to score a lot of points.
Are they good?
Cincinnati. Well, they're a good team, meaning they got a good offense.
Yeah.
You know, as of right now, you know, they're a team that can score a lot of points. You know, and if you can't score with them, they're going to beat you. You know, and I think that's the kind of recipe that you got to go into, because – Joe Burrow, he can get sacked 20 times. He's still going to look like Joe Burrow. He's not going to be a guy that folds because he's under pressure the whole game. Mm-hmm. He's not that type of guy. So even if you sack him, which the Giants had 7 sacks last week, 8 sacks in the other win that they had, that's a lot of sacks. Joe Burrow's not going to look flustered. He's going to play like Joe Burrow the whole entire game.
Yeah, they are a very, very odd team. Minus 5-point differential, not the Giants' problem, but we will see them on Sunday. Jonathan can see us, BT and Sal on the Fan. So, Jonathan, I remember asking you, I think the first interview, right before the season started, hey, we get to midseason or right around there, what do you think the Giants' identity is? Well, we're not quite in midseason, but what do you think their blossoming identity is?
I think if you look at the two wins, right, and look at the culture and the history of the Giants, I don't know what it is, but historically, the Giants is led by a defense. And not to say that the offense is not there, but it has to be capable and it has to be efficient. And I think that's what you're getting from the Giants offense. You're getting efficient play from the quarterback. You know, he doesn't have Joe Burrow numbers. He doesn't have Lamar Jackson numbers. He's not putting those type of numbers, but he's efficient throwing the football. And look, you take away a couple of drops, the Giants' record's a lot different than 2-3. You know, Daniel Jones, that first week, I think everybody was like, all right, is this the Daniel Jones we're going to see the whole year? It wasn't. Daniel Jones has progressively gotten better throughout the year. And it's still early, like you guys said, but I like the way he looks. He looks confident. I hate that he still doesn't know how to get down. He still takes hits for no reason outside the pocket. And I think some of the receivers are letting him down. You know, he's putting the ball where it's supposed to be at. His ball placement is something that I've been critical about. And I got a phone call about, hey, JC, relax. Don't be too critical. I'm like, bro, I have to be. That's kind of my job. You know, so I've been kind of critical about the ball placement. But I think that's gotten better. And I think if he can continue to progress, I think the Giants will inevitably get better, but it's led by their defense, guys. Dexter Lawrence, oh, my God. I think he might be the best player in the league, not just defensively. I think he might be the best player in the league, fellas. He's insane.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what the Giants' defense have been able to do. Is this, to me, you know, I look at this game, Jonathan, and you see the defense, and we said they dominated that game, but going in, no Malik Nabers, you know, no Singletary, and you're like, how the hell are they even going to compete in this game? To me, that speaks to the coach. How much of Dable have you seen here successfully in the first 5 weeks?
Look, I think, you know, people was questioning a lot, you know, when teams are losing and stuff's not looking right, that's when the questions really come, you know, and the deflecting that was happening from not only him but the players, you know, people were kind of like, you know, feeling some type of way about that. But now that they're winning, I say they got one win, you know, from the last few weeks, but they won the last game, and the mood is switching, but you watch how they won the game. You know, it wasn't a pretty game. It was a dominant game, but it was only 10-10 at halftime, and the Giants were kicking their ass in the first half. And it was only 10-10. And me and Schmelk, you know, the guy I do radio with, we're sitting there, we're like nervous, like, this is not good. The Giants have completely dominated this game, and they're tied. Yeah. Like, we were nervous, but they continue to persist. They look like a resilient group. I think Daboll has that kind of culture that he's built there, and the guys are not giving up. You know, even last year was horrible, but they didn't quit. They end up winning a couple games later in the season, and it didn't look like just an atomic bomb. And then this year started off horrible. And you look at the games that they won. In the beginning of both games that they won, it started off horribly. Both games. And they still ended up figuring out a way to win. Listen, they're surprising me. I'm going to be honest with you, fellas. I watch a lot of football. They're surprising me because the way the games start, the games that they won, I'm like, oh, man, this is bad. They're digging themselves in a hole already. You know, both the Browns game and the last game, both dug themselves in a hole early. A 14-point swing to begin the game after a beautiful, was it 15, 16-play drive?
Yep.
Took up 10 minutes, and I'm like, oh, man, this is awesome. About to punch that ball in. We're up 7-0. Instead, we're down 7-0. And then they ended up responding. Defense was dominant the whole game. Look, you can say anything you want about what you think Geno Smith is. He is not that guy that played in New York. He is a pretty good quarterback. He throws the ball very well, and he had some drives. He had them guys in the game. But the thing that surprised me most, fellas, and I talked to Schmelk about this, was Seattle. Seattle didn't look like the Seattle that I saw the week prior, even though they lost to the Lions. They didn't look like that same team. Look, that's not the Giants' fault.
Yeah, it's not the Giants' problem.
They capitalized and they won the game.
Yeah, and it's not the Giants' problem. Hey, last thing for me, Jonathan Casillas, BT and Sal on the Fan. Big picture question, what do you think is more real right now, the Commanders and their start or the rapidly decaying signs that the Eagles might be in trouble? What's more real?
I think the Commanders are more real. You know, you got a young guy in Jaden Daniels that they believe in. The kid's phenomenal. The last game he had against the Browns statistically wasn't his best game. But if you watched him play, he is doing things that the elite quarterbacks are doing, like a Lamar Jackson, like Patrick Mahomes. The escapability, the ability to create, the ability to throw the ball and to run accurately down the field. I mean, guys, he's tremendous, and he's only getting better and better. And like I said, Browns defense, they came to play. You know, they flustered him a little bit, and, you know, they was able to do some things against them. Brown's offense is totally inept with Deshaun Watson, but, you know, this kid, man, Commanders, they're not the same Commanders team of old. You know, their defense is playing at a high level. They like to run the football. Brian Robinson is good. Austin Eckler is good. And Jaden Daniels is a special player, guys. If he continues this, you have to talk about him being definitely rookie of the year, but offensive MVP, if not MVP of the league, if he can continuously do these numbers. He's at 80% completion percentage with only throwing, I think, 60% last week. He's thrown at a very high clip. He's so creative. I think he's Lamar Jackson 2, 3.0 because he can throw the ball better than Lamar Jackson really ever could.
Giants could be in some trouble then moving forward, but we'll look ahead to this Sunday night. Looking forward to it, Jonathan. Thanks for a few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. Y'all take it easy.
Yep.
You go too. Yanks.
Yeah. All right. We got a lot going on, obviously, this week. I'd love to have talked more Giants off of their big win with Illuminor. We'll catch up with him next week. Remember, Saleh got fired. You get the Mets and Yankees going nuts here in the postseason. So the Giants will get their due eventually, especially if they keep winning here. But nice to talk some Giants with Casillas for a few minutes. When we come back, we'll reset, hit you with the crown topics of the day, and celebrate the Mets getting themselves to a National League Championship Series.